we opted to, you know, pursue the deal. And we came down to London, to South Moulton Street, and went into the burger bar across the road. Eventually signed the deal and grabbed the money, which wasn't a huge amount of money at the time, but from my business point of view, was a lot of money. I mean, it enabled us to, you know, get a better PA and all sorts of things. So off we went into the studios, and I think we recorded the album over a 3-week period. We went to Island Studios, Trident Studios, and Olympic Studios. That's it. What a memory. And we met the Stones in Olympic Studios, I think it was. We met Supertramp in Trident Studios. So, yes, I mean, we were really excited. I mean, we were, you know, happening. Roger Bain, the producer, who had been to many rehearsals up in Birmingham to format the songs, was there to guide us. We were totally into Roger, because Roger had had a history of successes with bands such as Black Sabbath. So we felt that he was the right guy to produce the album. I wouldn't say that Priest were trying to go down the line of Black Sabbath. The songs were more sensitive, I would say, and a lot quieter in parts. Or put it this way, the set was interspersed with pleasant songs, run of the mill, Dreamer Deceiver, that sort of thing.